Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We'll get into some entertainment news in a little bit. We've also got some other fun stories we want to cover. But right now, joining us on the phone lines, Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing. Good morning, Paula.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. We're doing good. It is always good to catch up with you. Hope things are going well with you and your team over at Jeremiah's Crossing.
So we are just kind of starting to gear up for the season. So we just had volunteer registration. So volunteers, of course, are always welcome and can find information and contact us on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We also have, at the end of the month, our first main fundraiser of the year coming up. So that is our main quilt show, and that's coming up the last weekend of April.
Looking forward to talking with you about that, Paula. If you don't mind, before we dive into it, can we let everybody know that may not know what Jeremiah's Crossing is and the great work you guys are doing?
So Jeremiah's Crossing is a nonprofit organization that offers equine or horse riding lessons to children and adults with disabilities at no cost to the families. So we're just out there riding horses and fucking magic, I guess.
Yeah. And doing darn good work, Paula. It's such a cool thing that you guys do. We love when you were able to join us on the airwaves here. The only problem is we don't get to talk to you nearly enough. We got to talk to you more. I do, before we go into the main quilt show, I just wanted to let everybody know about your coffee cup club. I think it is a fun
and a
really fun thing. Can we spread the word about that too?
So our coffee cup club is kind of a way to start kind of getting some reoccurring donations, because obviously, you know, being a nonprofit and doing the work we do, and we try to keep things at no cost for our families, you know, any amount of income helps. And so one of the ways that you can do that is join our coffee cup club. It's as simple as hopping on Facebook and finding that link. And it's a $5 reoccurring a month donation. So literally, you know, set it as reoccurring, and it's kind of a set it and forget it. $5. What do we spend $5 on, right?
Yeah.
You know, so it's pretty easy to just kind of put in and go in. So as a thank you gift for joining the Coffee Cup Club, this is the reason why we call it that, is we have this really super awesome mug.
Mm-hmm.
I like to call it a magical one.
Yeah.
It's a Coffee Cup Club, and it's a coffee cup, and it just says Jeremiah's Crossing on it. But when you pour hot liquid into it, a picture appears.
Oh, I love that.
I love that.
It's one of our favorite pictures from the ranch, but it's the coolest cup ever.
And you can find out more, and you can also join the Coffee Cup Club at jeremiahscrossing.org. Keep that, bookmark that webpage, jeremiahscrossing.org. You're going to want it, especially when you're looking for information about the main quilt show. Let's dive into that a little bit, Paul.
So the main quilt show is our first kind of major fundraising event of the year. This is the fifth year for the main quilt show. Third year live, 2 years we kind of did a virtual thing.
Yeah.
So we're holding it at Nakusa High School. This is our second year at that venue. We have tons of room there. So we've got food, we've got vendors, we've got classes, and just amazing, amazing quilts from all the local ladies that put in and register to be judged, or some are just, you know, for display only, just to see. We do a community sewing corner, so we kind of have everything ready and prepared, and anybody that Kent wants to pop over and learn to sew a block with us can sew a block, and then those blocks get put together into one large quilt that we use as our raffle quilt for this next following year. So that's kind of a fun thing. We've watched that grow over the last few years, because we literally just make it whatever size we ended at, so you can kind of see how many people quilted with us each year.
Neat.
Wow.
That's really cool.
There are youth categories as well, which is a lot of fun. I'd like to mention that. And there are classes. There are a lot of different things. And there's a judged quilt show that happens with this.
Yes. Yep. So registration, they can choose to be judged or not judged. And every year we have our judge Luella comes and, you know, and judges each class. So we have five classes. Off the top of my head, I can't remember them all. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's all right.
No worries. I would like to get into, and there are classes available. Something
right.
That's something to keep in mind, everybody, especially if you've ever wanted to try something like this.
Yep.
The the story, there, I encourage people to check out the flyer for this, because there's a wonderful story that's there about the story of a brand new quilter, and that's a beautiful one. Be sure to check that out. Paulo, there's other fun things about this great event, too, and one of the things is the people. You have some great people that you work with over there.
Oh, yeah, we get a lot of volunteers kind of involved in this one. And like I said, it's kind of nice because being at the venue we're at, we're able to do concessions this year, too. So then, of course, there's great food involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are also adding a bake sale this year.
Nice.
I
wanted to mention that, but yeah, I wasn't sure. This is a wonderful event. And while the entries are done for this year, we're going to be doing this again next year, Paula. And want to remind people of that. So you can make entries, when you guys open things up to apply for next year and get your quilt in.
Absolutely, and we usually do close entries on April 1st, but we had a few still trickling in. It kind of happens every year, and we actually just had a discussion about this at our board meeting the other night, and we decided that, if there's anybody out there that still would like to register, just contact us, and we'll get you in. Yeah. We still have some room yet, so we're wanting to go ahead and fill it up and make sure that everybody can enjoy, all the wonderful artwork that the ladies have out there. So, if there's anybody that's still interested in registering, just feel free to message on Facebook or, contact one of us, and we can make sure to have that happen yet for this year, too.
In an event like this, Paula, with all these fun things going on and this time of year where we really love looking forward to things like this, one of the most beautiful parts of this event, I think, is the free will donation. Because I think, just between you and I, Paula, I think you guys could charge at least, a couple bucks, five
probably,
bucks, something
yeah.
like that for something like this. And that you do the free will donation, I think, is a compliment to not only the organization, but to the community.
I think the biggest thing is, that it's important that anybody can come and enjoy those things we do. And I think, too, that, obviously we want people to see just what we're about and what we do, and that's all incorporated into our shows. And, sometimes sometimes $5 to get in the gate somewhere can be a lot to a parent who has a lot of kids or things like that. Mm-hmm. So I just think, we've always felt that it's just more important to just come and join us. We come and be part of our family, come and see what we do, and what you're willing to give in support, that's totally up to you,
Just makes us want to give even more, Paul.
Yeah.
That makes me want to, yep. And we're going to be able to do that. We're going to be able to help you guys continue the great work that you're doing over there. Saturday, April 27th from 9 to 3, and Sunday, 9 to 3 over at Nukusa High School for this amazing, wonderful, wonderful event. Be sure to check out the main quilt show from Jeremiah's Crossing going on the last weekend of April, April 27th and 28th. Again, you can find out more at their Facebook page. Just type into your search bar, Jeremiah's Crossing. You should be able to find it that way. And be sure to check out their webpage, jeremiahcrossing.org. Join the Coffee Cup Club. Be a part of things over there. And as we wrap up, Paula, you mentioned volunteers before. Are you guys still looking for volunteers for this event and possibly future events?
Absolutely. We always need all hands on deck. The more hands, the better. There's always setup and just making sure things are running smoothly throughout the time, and if a volunteer is like, I'd love to do it, but I just don't know what I do, I'm just contact us, reach out. We'll find something that you're comfortable helping with. If you're not comfortable talking to people, we'll put you in the background. If you want to hang out with the people, we'll put you in the foreground, whatever works for you.
Yeah.
All hands help, It's a big thing. My other biggest thing is, obviously come and check us out that weekend and add to our quilt. I'd love to see it get really, really big for next year.
Yes, yes. Great point. You can find out more about volunteering and other information by emailing them jcrossing2911@gmail.com. That's jcrossing2911@gmail.com. And again, the website is jeremiahcrossing.org. Paula, we appreciate you so much. Say hi to everybody, a part of the team over there. And you guys, and say hi to those horses for me, please.
Absolutely. They get plenty of love, and I can share a little bit.
Thank you. You take care, Paula. We appreciate you.
You too, guys. Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Again, jeremiahscrossing.org. Be sure to bookmark that page. If you can be a part of the Coffee Cup Club, we encourage you to. And definitely check out the main quilt show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Again, going on Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th over at Nukusa High School Fieldhouse.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Take a time out. We'll come back with some entertainment news and more fun on the morning show at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to dive into some entertainment news, but do want to send a shout out to Paula from Jeremiah's Crossing again. Thanks so much for joining us, Paul. That was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. That's such a cool event, too.
We heard earlier, yeah, it really is a cool event. It's an amazing event that they pull off, and looking forward to this year's.
Yep.
It's going to be even bigger. It's going to be a good one. We are diving into entertainment news, but we do have to touch on sports just for a second here.
It's entertainment. It's entertainment.
It is entertainment. nice. No, that was good, Melissa.
That was not bad.
I have to give a shout out to our listeners. Our good friend that joined us earlier, Kev, I got the update from ESPN, and as I was getting the update, I got the update from him. So we got to cover this one.
Nice. Okay.
Your Green Bay Packers, Wisconsinites, will open the 2024 season against the Philadelphia Eagles on Friday, September 6th in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, they're part of the Brazil game. Wow.
The Eagles had already been announced as the home team for that game, which will be the first NFL game played in Brazil. But their opportunity wasn't known until Wednesday. This will be the NFL's first Friday game on an opening weekend in more than 50 years. And the game will be exclusively streamed on Peacock.
Of course it will.
What part do you think your diehard fans are bothered by more? An NFL team losing out on a home game? Especially a Philadelphia fan base, or having to find your game on streaming. I wonder which one it bothers, if either of them bother people.
Right,
they
may
not bother them at all.
That's a good point. Have they learned nothing?
No.
Have they learned? Do they see what's going on with the streaming? Now they're all going streaming. That's stupid. That's not, doesn't make any sense.
The answers
for sports.
Answers
doesn't make any sense.
All your questions, money.
It is money.
Yeah.
And it's dumb money.
Yeah.
Throwing money at dumb ideas.
You're supposed to. You want to make changes. You have to. There is a basic way of doing this in business.
Mm-hmm.
You take care of your core audience, and you build from that.
Right.
Every successful organization, whether we're talking about a corporation or we're talking about a sports franchise or sports in general, that's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing it that way, you lose everything. You not only lose your core base, but you also lose anything new that you would have brought in.
Yeah. Because those people aren't going to be interested then. I mean, seriously.
You know how the NBA did this? You know how the NBA got so big? You know how the NBA got to a point where the top five players in the league are European or foreign players? The Olympics. The Olympics is how they did this. Mm-hmm. They weren't doing games in Brazil. They weren't doing games in... They did this every once in a blue moon, but they didn't do this like the NFL is. The NFL is... You know what the NFL is? They're that person that's trying too hard.
It's a good cop. I like that.
Everybody knows that person that just tries way too hard in things. And that is the
You're
NFL
just
right now.
Just figuring this out now.
Yeah, you know. It's epiphany.
But
they also have the money to throw at it, you guys.
They sure do.
Who has more money than them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an excellent point. So,
In my defense of just figuring this out now, I have been all caught up in my team being bad. So... I was a little distracted by that. It's not a good defense, but to be fair. We dive into other entertainment news now. Kit Harington's return as Jon Snow on Game of Thrones spinoff is no longer happening, at least for now. He says, quote, "Currently it's off the table because we all couldn't find the right story to tell that we all were all excited about enough. So we decided to lay down tools for it for some time. Maybe George R. R. Martin will help with... Oh, no, he can't.
Oh, are you kidding me? Hilarious.
Get the book done, man. Get the book done.
He's not. It's not happening.
No.
It's not happening.
Why would he?
I don't even care. It's my sister that I'm saying this for. My sister loves those books so much. And for, 5-6 years now, she's been begging for this last book to come out. And I keep telling her, it ain't happening.
No.
He's not going to release it.
No.
At a certain point, art ceases to be yours. You, as soon as you start making money off of your art or you start sharing it with the public or any of that, I don't care if you got a copyright on it. You may get money from it.
Yeah.
But it ceases to be yours. That is the art of an artist.
Yeah, that's what happens.
If you're not okay with that, that's fine. Don't share your work. You don't have to do that.
You don't
go
have
be
to
an
do
accountant.
That. Yeah.
Go do something else. If you don't like that, and if you don't like, then go ahead and give all the money back. Give all the money back you made, George. Go ahead. you know?
Or keep your book series as a book series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Either
and,
way.
And don't let them turn it into a movie or a TV series until your book series is done, Diana Gabaldon.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I have no idea who
I'm
that
terrified.
Is, but that's.
She's
looking at you.
Who wrote Outlander.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe the same thing happened to her. Anyway.
I don't know. I did just finish reading the last book. And it ended on a cliffhanger, so there's got to be another one, and I'm scared.
I love the idea of a series ending on a cliffhanger and just stopping.
I think that's hilarious. I'm mostly scared because, sorry to divert the conversation, but
fine.
I have to delve into that I'm mostly scared because Davina Porter was begged to come out of retirement to narrate this last book.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to narrate the next one? If she's not able to come out of retirement to do it, because she is the voice of Jamie and Claire, and there's no one else. I can't even watch the TV show, you guys.
Melissa, I feel a little of this with you. I feel that way about Kevin Conroy as Batman. and I don't want to hear anybody else's Batman. I have to say,
that was one of the greatest switches that we've ever done on air here. Yeah. Going from sports, which Melissa doesn't know or care about, to Outlander, and I have no idea what she's talking about. I think that's great, though. Yeah,
that was
awesome.
Great. That was awesome. That was very cool. And fair.
That's yeah,
fair.
It's, I think that's it's fair. Yeah.
Very fair.
You know, and the people who love the TV series, good for you and great. You know, enjoy it. Love it. That's wonderful. I love the books, and I love Davina Porter, and I think she is amazing.
Cool. I have heard her name before. And she has a lot of respect in the industry. And,
cool.
And I didn't know she was retiring, though. Good on her. She's had a great career. I mean, we don't want her to retire just yet. She's got one more book to read, apparently. But
Or more. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
But
right.
Don't ruin it, TV series. Mm. Don't do it.
Mm. They're still saying that there may be time in the future for this spinoff, but who knows? And the more every day that passes, you're getting farther and farther away from it, so who knows? At the same time, nowadays, we're seeing sequels 20 years later of movies and stuff, you know? So who knows anymore? I don't know how to call this anymore.
So, is the show even, I mean, all these spinoffs, are they even as popular as the original one? Are they killing the golden goose here or what?
Go ahead and ask the creators of all the spinoffs or The Walking Dead how the ratings are doing, Seth, and they'll tell you. They'll tell you. Not as successful.
In Hollywood, anything worth doing is worth overdoing.
Apparently.
It's worth ruining.
Yeah.
Speaking of, Renee Zellweger is officially returning for a fourth Bridget Jones movie.
Oh, brother.
It's called Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy. Hugh Grant and Emma Thompson are also returning, along with Chiwetel Ejiofor from 12 Years a Slave and Leo Woodall from the White Lotus series. And in case you didn't know, Bridget Jones movies are based on the novels, and the Mad About the Boy novel sees Bridget adding tweets and texts to her diary as she's trying to figure out what life is like as a 51-year-old single mom.
Okay, cool.
We'll see. It's expected to hit Peacock next Valentine's Day, so it's not going to be a cinematic release.
No. That's interesting.
I haven't seen any but the first one, to be honest.
I haven't seen any.
I haven't seen any, but I do remember hearing, it was one of those ways, Renee Zellweger has, gone away, then come back, then gone away.
Very weird
come
career,
back.
Yeah.
Yeah, give her a break, America. she's a good actor.
I like her.
I like
she
her.
Is.
Yeah,
she's
I
a
like
great
her.
Actress.
She's a good actor.
I've enjoyed her movies.
I wish her well. I'm just happy to see her working, you know. And Hugh Grant's having a moment. Hugh Grant, this is why it's hard to imagine people canceled.
Right.
When he got in trouble, he did that interview on the Tonight Show or whatever.
With Jay Leno, right.
Which in today's day and age, would it even be a controversy? Like, for those that don't know, he was caught with a prostitute.
Right.
In this day and age, that wouldn't even make headlines.
Right.
That would, Hugh Grant, did you hear about Hugh Grant? Yeah. Hey, did you hear about this? look at this TikTok I saw and stuff, you know? I mean, it's funny what was a controversy back in the day.
Right.
I thought about this with Gary Hart. With the former running for president, Gary Hart.
1988,
Again, I'm dating myself on this, but for people that know, Gary Hart had the candidacy in the bag.
Yeah.
He was all set to be the next candidate for his party. Mm-hmm. Got caught with a prostitute. He's out. I wonder nowadays if that'd be the same thing.
No.
I really don't know. I don't know. Nowadays, it depends on what side of the party you on. I suppose you just double down.
Yeah, right.
You know, and say you were trying to help out that industry. industry and give it some money.
That'd be a hilarious defense, by the way, but I love that.
It's America's oldest profession.
It's the world's oldest profession.
Trying to help out local businesses. Trying to... I don't know. The spin
that
they're...
Can we start with getting them some protections?
Yeah,
right on, right
on. Let's start with that.
The spin that they are able to pull off nowadays is mind-boggling. So, you know, who knows?
What would get you
canceled nowadays or
anything. By the way, if I finally watched the Dungeons & Dragons movie a couple of weeks ago, and I got to give... Hugh Grant does a really good job in that. He's very funny
I really enjoyed that movie.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. It was a lot of fun. Yeah.
And they've been trying to do that series or something with those really well. I thought that's the best they've ever done with it.
Yeah, they did a
really
good job.
I really enjoyed it. Chris Pine.
Yeah, he did a great
job. Honor Among Thieves one?
Honor Among Thieves, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I watched it just to have some on the background. Really got into it. And Chris Pine, I did not know he could lead a movie. He did a great job, I thought.
He does. He's like, talking about charming actors. Man,
he's
very charming.
Forbes released their list of the highest paid actors in 2023, and it's a bit ironic that landing at number one is someone who didn't have a single movie in theaters and has never once dressed well. Not once. I'm talking about the Sandman. Adam Sandler is at the top of Forbes' list of biggest paid or biggest selling actors. Mm-hmm. $73 million for the Sandman.
Wow.
Margaret Robbie is number two with $59 million.
That's a gap. Wow.
Tom Cruise is third with 45, and tied at four is Matt Damon and Ryan Gosling with 43. Jennifer Aniston coming in at number six. Leonardo DiCaprio and Jason Statham at number seven. Adam Sandler is ahead of all of them.
That's remarkable. Wow.
That's pretty cool. I love seeing that. That's awesome. And I don't expect other people to know this or anything, but when you're... When you're behind the scenes and you're struggling and you're fighting and you're trying to get a career going as an actor, there are some really nice people out there. There are some really good people. There are also a lot of people that couldn't give a dang about you. And the second they don't need you, they don't even look at you. Literally will not even look at you. It is not an easy industry to make a living at. It is not an easy industry to get somewhere in. And it is so image conscious. So image conscious.
Oh, yeah.
Behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, everything. The fact that a guy like Adam Sandler is at the number one spot in this list, where he has never gone to an interview with anything other than sweatpants, where his movies have been for people more than anything else. Certainly, he's got some movies like Uncut Gems and some other ones and everything, but he tries to make people laugh. It's a big part of what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love this. I love seeing this. And two other actors out there, I think this is a great sign. Mm-hmm. This is these are the kind of people want to watch. They want to see.
True.
What do you want to see when you're watching a movie? Do you want to see somebody with perfect teeth, or do you want to see somebody you can relate with?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? You know? And I think that the more and more audiences are looking for relatability over perfection.
Oh, I think so. And I think we're starting to see that a lot more in casting decisions. Yeah.
You're noticing a lot less makeup being used on lead actors in movies.
Mm-hmm.
That's another, it's a small thing, but it's those kind of things.
Yep.
And same thing in theater. I think that all of us have experienced that, this big shift of where, you know, when we first started in theater, or at least for me, they just caked you in makeup.
Yeah,
and
right.
Now it's the exact
more
opposite.
Natural, yeah.
It's a more natural look.
Yep.
I have to say, from a different perspective, you guys know I don't watch that much TV or movies. I don't have time for it, to be honest. There's ones I want to watch, but in my the thing that has shifted for me, and maybe it's just because I take in so much more news that's actually happening, you know, here locally in Wisconsin.
Right.
On a daily basis, I see real people more often on television or on my screen than I do see Hollywood actors and people in TV. When I do take in that kind of media, it's a little jarring.
I can see
it's
that.
Like,
yeah.
That's not a real person. That's not what people really look like. It's
right.
It's almost a completely mind shift of how you view the world, and it's been really eye-opening for me. So it's refreshing to know that they're making that kind of shift toward, hey, let's actually make movies look like real life.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Let actors age. Let them play their own age, not trying to play younger. Yeah.
Age gracefully.
Exactly.
We don't need to cling to this. Why not enjoy our entire lives?
Yeah.
Not just our age, you know, for women, 16 to 23.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I personally think that the strikes that recently happened and the things that have gone on for the writing and acting community are obviously positives if you care about workers, if you care about workforce and all that. Mm-hmm. But you're also, I think, if you're into entertainment, this is going to make, of course, producers and studios clinch their pearls a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And tighten things up, which means that maybe they're not making these $300 million 5-hour movies and everything. And because of that, they have to make shorter movies, better movies, more realistic movies, more honest movies, more, it's mm-hmm. because they have to. They're right. we're forcing their hand in some ways. But the other way we force their hand is by what we did last year. We were able to see Barbie and Oppenheimer. We made Oppenheimer a blockbuster movie.
Right.
Show them that you want movies. Show them you want these things.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They listen. They listen because they have to. You've never seen Hollywood trying to necessarily shove things down your throat. It's not that. They're late to the game with stuff, sure.
Mostly, yep.
But not necessarily trying to push trends. They're trying to keep trends going.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Whatever's profitable. Yeah, exactly. That's what they want.
That's why it's interesting. All the remakes and the continuations and Bridget Jones again.
It's fascinating, though, where in music, it's almost the opposite, where I'm going to come out with I'm Beyonce. I've done R&B in this my whole career. I'm going to come out with a country album, whether you like it or not. I'm the Beatles, and I know you guys liked I Want to Hold Your Hand and all these things, but we're coming out with Sgt. Pepper, whether you like it or not. Mm-hmm. It's kind of interesting to look at the different industries and the way that they handle these things.
Well, and with that in mind, it seems musicians have been more empowered than actors, but now maybe that's shifting too.
Mm. I think there's a little bit of that, and I think we saw that with what James mentioned about the strike and everything. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we see it more with actors taking the director's chair and the producer chair and going, no, I want to do this the way I want to do it.
Makes more sense. I mean, totally makes sense, right? Yep. Actors directing? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. It's the same thing as hearing former players doing announcing or coaching.
Coaching, yep.
It's the same dang thing.
They know the craft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And our people know news. We're going to get to it right now. We'll come back and have some more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. I want to get into this one right here, and this is a topic that you and the three of us have covered a number of times, and we're going to keep covering. What does your day job have in common with that old VCR taking up space in your attic? They're both outdated.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that.
A poll of 2,000 working Americans found 57% feel that a normal 9-to-5 job no longer, quote, works for them. I like the wording of that.
works for them.
51% think jobs without a flexible schedule are an outdated idea and it's time to rethink it. Plenty of Americans have already abandoned 9-to-5 jobs for the gig economy in full swing completely. Mm-hmm. This great evolution we talked about is done evolving. It's just pretty much there now. Mm-hmm. But do you think that's better than the classic 5-day-a-week 9-to-5 job? Is getting rid of normal jobs even realistic? The survey also found a lot of people want to be paid differently and more often, ideally paychecks every week or every day. The average person who gets paid twice a month said that they tend to blow through it and run out of money just 12 days after their payday.
Oops.
That's a budgeting problem.
Well, yes, but it's understandable. Yeah.
But it's also go ahead.
This is like old school. That's what they used to do.
Yeah,
you used to get paid either by the week or some jobs you did get paid daily. At the end of the day, you'd get your money, and there you go.
Especially cash jobs.
Yeah, exactly. So that makes sense to me. I'm all for that. I think that's a great idea.
How do you, if you run a business, how do you approach something like this?
Mm.
You know, because I everybody's looking for good employees. Everybody wants good employees. And I think the majority, I know we talk a lot about, I'm not talking about corporations. I'm talking about businesses. I'm talking about, you know, your standard stuff.
Mom and pop shop.
Yeah.
A lot of that. I have a hard time believing the majority of them don't want to pay their employees well, don't want to take care of their employees, don't want to give them benefits in that. Mm-hmm. But being able to swing that while also keep the lights on is very difficult. I think one of the ways to do that is by adjusting your kind of brain. And, hey, it doesn't have to be 9 to 5. It doesn't have to be the traditional way of doing things. Maybe this employee works 2 days a week because that's all they can work. Mm-hmm. And the other week, the other day, because they're working on their Etsy shop or something.
Right.
And this other person can work a couple of more hours a week. So they are a little more consistent or traditional, if you will.
Right.
Bosses have to adapt to this. Owners have to adapt to this more than employees. Mm-hmm. Because I've been saying this for 3 years now, everybody. Employees are getting more and more power, and you are not putting the genie back in the bottle. You're not doing it. It is not going to change. There's no shifting that. People are showing you. They just won't work. They'll just find other ways to hustle. They'll find other ways to make a buck. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a business and I see that, I don't know. The idea of pushing against it or wish-washing about a forgotten past that you've romanticized,
right,
not going to get you anywhere. Not going to keep the lights on.
No.
No. I would have to say that one of the biggest things that need to shift in this country for that to be sustainable for all of us is our healthcare being tied to our jobs.
Yep.
We need to not have that be the situation that we're living in, because it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You have to try to get a job so you can get healthcare. Healthcare should be a right for everyone.
Yep.
We all still have to pay for it, obviously. You know, I mean, make it part of our taxes.
Right. It's we will pay for it in some way. Right. Yep. Exactly.
Right. What? But you don't have to worry. Like if you break your leg, you don't have to like go, well, maybe I don't actually need to go to the doctor because I can't afford it, mm-hmm, because I don't have health care. But you have a broken leg. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it's just duct tape.
Just a flesh wound.
How many of us are walking around with stuff that we should have been to a doctor about like weeks ago?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean that speaks to a lot of people.
Room.
Mm. Right.
Because, you know, something catastrophic happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
I think it's a wonderful thought, Melissa. Mm-hmm. I really, really like that. I hadn't thought of it before. But you just as you were saying that, I was putting myself in that position and thinking about it. And like, yeah, I'm showing up for that job. Like, I got something like that and everything. Mm-hmm. I've shown up for jobs that I didn't even have that. I can't imagine, you know, something like that would seems like it would be very an incentive to continue to. Also, something that would make you want to stay with that particular company, too. So create some loyalty there.
One of the reasons why people change jobs, you know, if you could. The choice of, well, I can keep doing this job that I love and get paid, you know, a decent amount, or I can take this job for lesser pay and have health care.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why do we have to be making that decision as Americans? Mm-hmm.
This may be a good or a bad thing, depending on how you feel about me and everything, but you guys can thank Marcus and the Heart of Wisconsin Media if you like me being here.
That's true.
If I'm being blunt with everybody, I was at the tail end of being able to do this job.
Because you couldn't survive.
I literally could not survive with what they were paying me.
Yep.
I tried. I wanted to stay at this. I stayed years longer than most people would in this industry and in this particular station with the particular owners we used to have,
mm-hmm,
who were literally paying us nickels and dimes.
Mm-hmm.
I was making minimum wage. I got a 10-cent raise over 3 years from the C. Havers. They didn't care. They didn't care about us.
No.
Just being blunt about it and everything. I don't give a dang what they think of me anymore. They did not care about us,
mm-hmm,
and they were very evident about that, mm-hmm, with the way they treated us. Do I think this does not mean they were bad people. I'm not talking about them as people. Every person I ever met from that family. Treated me good in person.
Right, yeah.
On paper was a little bit different. Now, they would tell you, well, we didn't have the money. We couldn't pay you. Bye. Goodbye.
Yeah.
You don't belong in the industry. I don't care what job you are. I don't care what you do. If you can't make it in business, we have to move on. I want every mom and pop business in America to survive. I want every small business to make it. not all of them are gonna.
Nope.
Like, if we don't want this type of society, mm-hmm. then we need to change the type of society.
Right.
But this is, as far as I can tell, let me double check. Yep, this is the society we are in. We are in a consumerism industry. Mm-hmm. That's the way of the world, people. Like,
which we have allowed to happen.
Exactly.
The yep. new way going forward, you are going to have to find a way to pay employees well, better than minimum wage, because the government's not going to do it, and employees are not going to accept less. And eventually, you're going to have to figure out how to pay it, get them insurance. You're going to have to figure it out, because as Melissa said, and you see the numbers of this, more and more people are looking for those those things with the employment that they're going to do.
Yeah, you need a benefits package, or you can't survive, or we need to change the system.
Yeah,
right. And you know, there's a whole lot of different directions we can go on this. But in the interest of brevity, the one thing I do want to say is that we treat so much of our life, especially our economy, like it's inevitable.
Yeah,
like things are this way because they had to be this way. That's not true.
Right.
These things are made because of decisions that people made. Mm-hmm. And that people fought back against other decisions. That's why we have the whole 9-to-5 thing. There's a reason that this happened, okay? It wasn't an organic. It's not a living thing, okay? These are political and economic choices that everyone was making. That's why we are here. And guess what? We can change them. We can make different decisions. Mm-hmm. That is doable.
Yeah, look at the things that happened with labor unions when they first started. Child protection, labor child protective. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Help me with words.
Child labor laws, yeah.
Yes, that they're trying to now roll back.
Yes.
Which is ugh. Asinine.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is. It is. The idea of the only people, like, here's the other part of that, too. Take a look at the people that are proposing those things and trying to get those things done. How many of them have their children doing that? Yeah,
I don't think so.
How many politicians send their children to war?
Good point.
It's something. There's a comp there.
Yep.
There's a comp with that. And think about it. Think about who they are sending to the grid. Who are they? Who, where that is going? You know? And again, it's a political year. Think about who you're voting for.
Yep. Yep.
We are going to come back with I don't know if it's a that ain't right story. You guys can go ahead and decide if it is or not. We're going to talk about PetSmart wanting to cover up your worst tattoos with your pet. And some other good stuff we'll get into.
Are these pet store employees giving the tattoos? Is my question. We'll figure that out.
Fantastic question. We will figure it out together. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James here to take it to the top of the hour and wrap up the show. I'm going to try this one as a little bit of mix it up a little bit with our ending songs.
Our final one.
Yeah. We're going to have to get closing time in there, by the way.
We're going to probably have to get that in there.
Yeah, yep. We got to have a couple of ending songs here.
Okay.
Especially to lead us into these fun That Ain't Right stories. And this is an interesting one. If you have tattoos that are over a decade old, you might have a tattoo that you regret. A survey says 49% of people have a tattoo that they don't like or know someone who does. PetSmart announced a new contest where 5 lucky winners will win a free tattoo. The idea is that you are covering up an old tattoo that you now regret with a new tattoo of your beloved pet. It's called Tattoo Redo, and they'll fly you to L.A. for 2 nights and cover your session with a tattoo artist. You won't be able to get a full back tat or anything, but it's going to be a small one that can be done in one sitting and costing $2,500 or less.
Whoa.
To apply, you go to PetSmartTattooRedo.com. That's PetSmartTattooRedo.com, and send in a photo of your old tat and the pet that you will be inspiring the new ink. If you already have a tattoo of your pet, you can share a photo of it, and then they'll give you a top tier status in their loyalty rewards program, which is actually pretty good.
Oh, okay.
It actually is pretty good.
I wouldn't know.
That's pretty cool. That's actually, I like this idea. I think this is fun.
Not a bad idea. You know, all 5 of them, the 49% of people who regret a tattoo,
there's
5, you know. But hey.
Flying them out to LA and how much? Oh, $2,500 tattoo?
Yeah.
That's because it's in LA.
Yeah.
And it costs more out there.
I actually like all my tats, but it does make me kind of wish I did have what I did. did not like, just to be able to throw in there.
Did you give you the contest? Yeah.
I don't know what I'd probably get Sam tattooed on me. My first.
Sure,
brother.
Why not?
Don't give me too much credit for that. It's just because I see him every day.
Yeah, right. And
the looks I would get if I got any other animal tattooed on me, that dog, I'd just never let it go.
This speaks to something else, I think, though. The prevalence of tattoos now. Mm-hmm. They have become so accepted. Like when we were kids, that was not the case.
No,
if you were like a sailor, maybe, you know, or a biker, those were the people that had tattoos, right?
Soldiers. Every once in a while, you saw a soldier with that. But yeah, that was about the end of the list. Otherwise, it was
Look at this freak with the sleeve, you know, of whatever. And it's like,
you guys want to hear something really, really funny? And it's got to stay between the three of us, though. Okay? Don't tell anybody this. Okay. My rebellious heart, with the way tattoos have gone, now I almost wish I didn't have any. I don't actually regret. Read any of my?
I'm sure you don't.
But there is a small part of my heart, my rebellious brain,
and that is okay.
That kind of wishes. Oh well, now I kind of feel like I should have gone the other way.
Well, there are people out there like Seth or like my boyfriend who are, you know, they just don't want them. Yeah.
Person. I am completely satisfied with the markings I have in my body already.
Yeah, right.
So
I'm
good with that.
You would think with all the accidents and fights I was in and all the scars and everything I have, I'm already good. Like, I should have been good. I already got enough.
Who cares about tattoos? Look at this, man. Do you know where I got this?
Those are stories. But I like all of my tattoos, and they all have stories behind them as well.
Oh, I'm sure.
And they're for, you know, people that I love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do want to mention one other thing, and we covered this on the Sunrise Show this week. Jelly Roll had a really great interview with GQ. Encourage everybody to check out. Whether you like him or not, I think it was just a really good interview, and he's a really interesting person.
Yeah.
And he was talking about his tattoos, and he was saying how he regrets 90% of them because when he got them, he was a different person, and he went to he had an idea and just wanted to get it done. He didn't go to an artist that he respected, an artist he knew, an artist he liked, or something
didn't think
like
it
that.
Through well.
Mm-hmm. Right. So his point was not about, you know, do or don't get ink. That's your choice. But save up. It's not about just the having a good idea. It's having an artist that you trust. It's having an artist that you know is good at the job and is going to do good work. So if you got to save up to get a good artist, save up. Save your money. It's going to be worth it. I thought it was a really good bit of advice. Most people don't get tattoos or get tattoos. They want to tell you one way or the other. He's kind of like, hey, do what you're going to do, but just be smart. You know, save up for it.
And you've spoken about this before, about your own experience. So about the people you trust and the ones, the artists that you like. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was a good comment. We have had a great show today with a lot of great guests. Want to thank our listeners for calling in and hearing from them and everything. A gigantic thank you to Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing for joining us. Remember that their event is coming up at the end of the month, everybody. Saturday, April 27th and Sunday, April 28th, 9 to 3 at the Nakusa High School Fieldhouse. You can check out the main quilt show. It's going to be a lot of fun. Great event for a great
and that's
cause.
M-A-N-E as in horse mane.
Yes, thank you.
The event's been around for a little while, but you're right, Melissa. I should have made them more of a note on that because that's such. First off, that's really well good word.
Good pun, yeah.
And it should be noted.
Yeah.
And again, you can find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org, jeremiahscrossing.org. And we want to send a shout out to our good friend Phil Hartley and the gang over at Quality Plus Printing.
Mm-hmm. Huge shout out.
Phil, this is right from Phil, had a machine fail this morning and lost time. It's been a rough day over there. So everybody wish Phil and the team over at Quality Plus a good day.
Good day.
Yeah.
You got it out of the way, you guys.
Yeah.
Got the rough stuff out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Phil will join us next Wednesday and have a real great word for us. We're looking forward to it. No worries. That job comes first, Phil. And Sheboygan. I got to throw Sheboygan in there. So I feel like we did all right there with that.
It's a more fun city names.
Personally, I have to give a huge shout out to Phil. I can't reveal why yet, but thank you, Phil.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Cool.
We, in all seriousness, we really appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus putting back into their community, sponsoring shows here, doing some of the great work that they're doing, and having great contests like their side corporation Wham has Who's Your Hero going on right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Your heroes.
Yeah, we're calling all heroes. Have a hero in mind. We all know somebody in our neighborhood, somebody in our life that does good but doesn't seem to get the credit for it or doesn't look for credit or anything like that. Reach out to Phil and the gang. You could direct message them on their Facebook pages. You can can direct message us and we'll get the information to them, or you can email them, and that's whamincorporated@gmail.com. And the incorporated is spelled with a K, so that Inc. K and Inc. goes right into it. Wham Incorporated. You can also give them a call, 715-423-9465. That's 423-9465. All your printing needs, you can be getting taken care of over at Quality Plus Printing at 3515 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. And I hope the rest of the day treats you good, you guys.
Yes.
I hope you have a good
for
one
sure.
out there.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at our wonderful schedule for today, speaking of great businesses to put back into their community and sponsor shows at WFHR, Family Natural Foods coming up in part one. That just worked out.
If you're on Segway Fire, I think, man, if that's a thing, yeah. you're on fire.
Yeah, this is, we're looking forward to talking with them a little bit later. And our good friend in part two at 3:30, Kim Shields with Encourage, is going to be with us. And guys, we get to talk to Gary and Don about the Dick Trickle Memorial Project.
Cool.
Longtime listeners out there will remember these guys. They joined us for years, Carl and I, and that, talking about this and getting this great project off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This is something that a lot of people could take pride in, this project.
Yes.
Looking forward to talking with them about that. That's going to be a lot of fun. Bucks basketball is getting a little bit more exciting, I think, for people out there.
Yes, indeed.
And nice to see the Bucks pull off a nice win yesterday. Really weird with the free throw situation. That was very weird.
At least they won. That's the big thing. At least they won.
6:30 tonight, more Bucks basketball taking on the Orlando Magic. Orlando is right on their heels in the standings.
Another important game.
Let's knock them down and show that you know, you can win without Giannis, because that's a tough situation right
now. Yeah.
Be sure to stick around. All Bucks basketball games right here at WFHR. Got some world good stories I wanted to touch on. Like, my foolish romantic heart has to touch on this one. A bunch of people at Arkansas Park got married during the eclipse on Monday.
Whoa.
They thought it would be a unique way to tie the knot, although not that unique. Around 400 couples from 25 states were there. It was pretty romantic, though, and free. It was completely free.
That's cool.
They just had to get their marriage license.
Right. 400. That's a lot. That's 800 people.
I like the idea. I like the idea of it timing out perfectly, mm-hmm. where you do your first kiss as a married couple as the eclipse is happening.
Mm-hmm.
I know what would happen to me in that situation, though. I'm kissing her eye. I'm going to hit her eye. I'm going to hit her eye.
Her nose,
neck,
her forehead,
her shoulder, something. I will miss. I will miss completely, probably. But I do think that that was a really romantic moment. And very cool. Very cool. Mm-hmm. At least 19 feral cats roam the grounds of Mexico's National Palace, where the president lives, and Mexico just announced it'll stay that way. The cats will get to live out the rest of their lives there, full access in all areas. They sometimes interrupt meetings and things, so this has been an issue, but they're going to...
that's just fascinating. Yeah.
That's pretty cool, I thought.
Yeah, that's really neat.
A 59-year-old grandmother in Canada broke a world record by doing a plank for over 4 hours and 30 minutes.
What the?
Whoa.
Whoa.
That's the ab exercise where you're on your toes and forearms. It's if you've never done one, it's not easy.
No, I can't even do a minute.
Hours?
That's incredible. Way to go, miss.
Abs of steel.
You are.
Holy
you
cow.
Are incredible.
Kidding.
Yeah.
And speaking of world records, Larry and Jessica McDowell live in West Virginia, and they now hold the record for greatest height difference of a married couple, where the woman is taller. She's 5'10", and he is 3 feet. They have been married for almost 18 years and have 4 kids. They just did an interview about it and said that what's on the inside is what really matters.
That's great, though. I love that.
Quote, "You might find a person who looks exactly like what you want, but you need someone who makes you feel and think and love."
Aw.
It's pretty
very
good.
Well said.
That's a good way to wrap up the show. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining us. You too, have a great day and a good rest of your week.
You too, man.
Yeah, you too, James.
Be good to each other. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at AM 1320, 97.5 FM. We are WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR, 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.